It's a Channel Seed Harvest Update. Joining me is technical agronomist Jeff Lakin from the Northwest Indiana area. And harvest has been moving at a pretty brisk pace this season. Soybean harvest, I'm guessing, may be pretty well wrapped up, if not totally finished, Jeff?
Yeah, I'd say we're sitting at about 95% probably for our area. There's still a few stragglers out there, but for the most part, everybody's wrapped up soybean harvest.
Corn was the one lagging. How has that progressed since we last got an update in this particular series from Channel Seed just a week ago, when corn harvest was pegged at probably in the halfway finished area?
I would say in my area, we're probably pretty close to that. Things have slowed down a little bit here in the last week or so, week 10 days. Elevators getting full. They're having to sit in line a little more, and things have slowed down a little, but we're still on a good pace to get things wrapped up in a pretty timely matter this year. You know, we're seeing some record corn yields in some areas, and then we've seen some record soybean yields in areas. But there's a lot of variability out there as well. It just sort of depends on where the rain was and where the rain wasn't. And but in general, I think yields, corn and soybeans, are better than what would have been expected in July.
There have been some rains. Did you get those? Have they slowed things much as well?
Where I live, we had an inch over the weekend on Saturday, but by Monday afternoon, everybody was running again.
So it turned into maybe just a little bit of a weekend break, which was nice, I'm sure.
Yeah, I gave the elevators some time to clean out some wet corn and guys to recharge their batteries, but everybody's running again now.
As we near the bottom half of harvest for 2025, it's always a race to get all of those crops in before they start to fall over. So stock quality, what's it looking like in general, Jeff?
Yeah, in general, we've got some pretty average stocks out there right now. I would be working with your seed professionals and your agronomists to isolate which products to be targeting getting out of the field. We've got some stalks that are pretty brittle, and we saw a little bit of corn go down after some of the wind this weekend. And the longer some of this corn stands out, the more likely that those stalks are going to disintegrate, and we just need to get a lot of that stuff out of the ground. So work with your trusted advisors, whether that be your agronomist or your salesperson, and isolate which products to be targeting first.
As we look at what's coming in, are you learning anything about the benefits? Obviously, you already know about the benefits of a well-managed field. Are you seeing that, evidence of that, as this year's yield results come in versus the opposite?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of positive results from use of in-season fungicide this year. I've seen anywhere from 20 to 40 bushel swings where guys left some check strips where they applied fungicide versus didn't apply fungicide. So this year it was a big deal to put some fungicide out there. We had plenty of disease late in the season between southern rust and anthracnose, and it was just a good year for fungicide, and we're seeing positive results from that.
Where there wasn't a fungicide application and that disease came in, has there definitely been a yield reduction?
Yeah, there's been some reduction. It sort of depends on the hybrid and the location, the magnitude of it, but there was some reduction from not having a fungicide out there this year.
Any other pests that have come into play as far as reducing potential?
Yeah, we had a few western bean cutworm come into some sandier ground in northwest Indiana. Oh, it was late. It was after we'd done our applications, so no insecticide would have been out there at the time. And we've seen some feeding on ears and led to a little bit of quality issues in some grain. But really, the southern rust and the anthracnose are the two main things that have probably limited that, and lack of rain in some areas have resulted in our loss of yield.
Jeff Lakin with us, Channel Seed, and prices obviously have not been good for these corn and soybean commodities. Yields have been pretty decent overall for a lot of guys. What's the mood of farmers as they move through harvest? Looking at this bottom line, it impacts a lot, obviously, but what's the overall mood that you're picking up on?
In general, guys are cautious, I would say. They're definitely looking at their bottom lines. I think that the fact that we had a relatively good harvest, good yields have made them feel a little better about things. But still, with low commodity prices and high input prices going into next spring, everybody's watching their dollar figures right now. And it's improved. I think the good harvest improved their feelings, but it's still on the back of their minds. And it's in every conversation you have about where what things are going to look like next spring. So,
and now we're getting close to that point in time for planning for next spring. We can talk about that a little later in another episode, but we hope it's a continued safe harvest the rest of the way, and that moods help farmers finish things up and get back to the families. Jeff Lake and Channel Seed, we appreciate the input today. Thanks.
You're welcome.